Good morning, everyone. Once again, it's time for The Morning Show on WFHR.
Sometimes I'm right, but I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. Butcher, maker, drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people.
Welcome back for hour number two. Seth and Laura here with you in for James J. Maloff. Taking a little time off. So we get to run the show. Get in the mood for Halloween here, everyone. Hope you are as well. We got a lot of fun Halloween stuff we're going to talk about in the second hour. We're going to get to some entertainment news here in just a minute. But we also have some other fun things like if you're planning on dressing up for Halloween at work,
some tips.
There's a guide for that. Be appropriate, everyone. Mm-hmm. We're, of course, going to talk about the most hated Halloween candy.
You did this to yourself.
I know.
And then
I
we're also going to talk about weird horror movies.
Weird horror movies. And we might get to one or two other ones that we have here as well.
Cool.
We'll get to that. But let's get into some entertainment news. This one's cool. This one is so very cool. The Sun from Poltergeist, the movie, is doing something really cool. So if you happen to live in or near Simi Valley in California, am I saying that right? Simi Valley? I don't know. You're in for a special treat this Halloween. The actor who played the son in Poltergeist will be stopping by the real house to hand out candy to trick-or-treaters.
How cool.
That is so neat.
Is this a first time?
I don't know about that. Well, his name is Oliver Robbins.
Okay.
And he played Robbie Freeling. You know, the kid who gets attacked by his own clown doll.
You know that one.
In one of the most terrifying scenes in music history. Excuse me, movie history.
Shout out Bob the Doll.
I mean, seriously, I think I mentioned this earlier this week. Man, I can't, the dolls.
Robert the Doll.
Any dolls freak me out,
Well, because I like a spooky doll. But
do you have spooky dolls? Oh, that's right. You do have spooky dolls.
I do. I have a spooky doll that has what... so I had... back in the day when I was Catholic, I had my oldest daughter baptized in a gown that I had made out of my wedding dress.
Oh, okay. Cool. Cool. Yep.
And as one does. But I have since put that dress onto a doll. And I absolutely found a doll with the most faded face I could find. Definitely the kind where its eyes roll back when you lay it down.
Of course.
Yeah.
No eyelids, just eyes roll back.
Nice, creepy doll. It terrifies my children, and I love it. I need to bring it out. I haven't quite taken it out of the basement yet this year.
Well,
but I also good, though. So when we talk about haunted toys, though, it makes me wonder, like, the steps it takes to get to a haunted toy. Like... It's a level of infatuation that you're pouring into an inanimate object.
Yeah.
And so I worry about Dudley, the dodo that Quinn has drug around with her for her entire life.
Maybe it's just bitterness. They've just
if
get
Dudley
dragged around.
Is a bitter haunted dodo, I think that's going to be really revolutionary.
That'd be pretty rough. Well, and I mean, it's so
anyway.
Which, by the way, well, I'll do a quick thing after we wrap up this one here. But so the new owner of the house will also be decorating
decorating the house, like
lots of skeletons. Yeah, to the final scene in the movie.
Very cool.
Except hopefully hers aren't real. Which supposedly the urban legend is that they used real.
Right.
I don't think they did.
But of course that's the urban legend.
Right. Of course it is. But hey, don't want to stop at Halloween. That's okay. You can actually book a stay at the house on Airbnb.
That's so cool.
which is very, very cool. Obviously the real house itself is not haunted. I mean, they haven't said anything about that because they're only in a movie, kind of
thing. Haunting notwithstanding.
So what's scarier? Like haunted, like regular haunted dolls or haunted ventriloquist dummies.
Ventriloquist dummies, they're on that line for me. They push it just a little bit too far.
Because their mouths move.
I'm uncomfortable
kind of thing. Their eyes move.
With...
And then see, yeah, that's
I
pretty
don't
creepy.
Like, I don't like puppets, but I like dolls. Listen.
Oh, that's what it is.
Like, I don't
like,
need to
okay,
make
but
sense.
Puppets are...
Don't try and make sense of me. You will only get confused.
Haunted puppets, everyone. Haunted puppets for you. Yes. And ventriloquil figures. Yes, indeed. All right. We've got, there's two versions of A Christmas Carol in the works right now, everyone.
It's a classic for a reason.
One with Johnny Depp and one with Willem Dafoe.
Ooh.
Make your choices now, everyone.
Yeah, it's Willem Dafoe. I'm sorry. It's Willem Dafoe.
So Johnny Depp has landed his biggest gig since his legal battle with Amber Heard. He'll star in a new version of the Charles Dickens classic, A Christmas Carol.
Who's making this one?
This one is called Ebenezer, A Christmas Carol, and it's being directed by Ty West.
Okay.
Who did the horror trilogy X, Pearl, and Maxine with three X's in it.
I have never heard of that movie. How about the Willem Dafoe? Okay. Tell me about it.
It's expected out next November. Okay. And the second version of A Christmas Carol has been announced. Robert Eggers is making one.
Okay.
And he is the elevated horror guy. That's what they're calling him, quote unquote.
Sure.
The elevated horror guy.
Sure.
Who made The Witch, The Lighthouse, and Nosferatu.
So okay. All
the
right.
most recent version of that one.
Sure.
Ebenezer Scrooge will be played by Willem Dafoe.
Which I'm about.
I
love Willem Dafoe.
They're two very different actors.
Very much.
Johnny Depp and Willem Dafoe. And when it comes to a character like Ebenezer Scrooge, I am sorry, ladies and gentlemen, there is no contest on this one. It's got to be Willem Dafoe.
It's got to be. I'm sorry. I don't know what the plan is with a Johnny Depp as Ebenezer Scrooge storyline.
I don't know either.
Because there's... There's something that Johnny Depp brings to a character that is almost off-putting that I don't know that I would associate with the character of Ebenezer Scrooge in the same way that he delivers it,
right?
Willem Dafoe has to intentionally be off-putting.
He's very good at it, too.
And he's so good at it.
He's so good at it.
I fell in love with Willem Dafoe in, like, Boondock Saints. And I've just been enamored with him ever since.
Man, he has had a fantastic career. I mean, just thinking back in the 80s and all.
Him standing in the street, orchestrating the scene as it happened.
The Last Temptation of Christ is where he first got his name. He played Jesus in that.
Yep.
And that was a big controversial thing and all that sort of thing. But ever since then, he has had so many different varied roles.
So
big
many
movies,
different things.
Small independent films. I mean, he's done television. He's done everything. And he's just a fantastic actor. And he's from Wisconsin.
He grew up in Appleton. Wisconsin.
So, yeah.
Shout out Appleton.
We got to do that, too. So, I'm with you.
I vote Willem Dafoe. I'm going to go see that one. Sorry.
I would say Willem Dafoe. Now, it is
and that's not even mentioning all of the controversy surrounding Johnny Depp. Like, we're just choosing Willem Dafoe anyway.
Yeah, strictly acting stuff. That's all we're talking about here. Although, I mean, so do you have a favorite Christmas Carol right now that you've seen?
Michael Caine with the Muppets.
A lot of people are on that one. It's a great movie.
Be.
I love that
I'm
movie
sorry.
Too. It is. It is fantastic. But it's not my favorite.
Okay.
Scrooge. My favorite Scrooge is the made for TV one from the 80s with George C. Scott.
Okay.
George C. Scott.
I was expecting you to tell me it was
perfect,
a DuckTales version.
No. A perfect Scrooge is George C. Scott.
Sure.
And so I would say, and that's probably one of the scarier ones, too. It's got some really freaky moments in it as well. So that's my favorite. It's like 1984 or something like that.
Okay, sure.
That was from. It was on TV, and George C. Scott, and he is absolutely awesome. Let's take a look at what's coming up on your big and small screens this weekend, everyone.
Yeah.
Starting tonight, it's the World Series Game 1. Between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Los Angeles Dodgers.
It's true.
And
I even knew that.
So you even knew that one. And we're all rooting Blue Jays, I think.
Are
most
we?
People, well, I don't know. You may not be, but.
Honestly, I have no fighter in this.
Hey, you know.
I hope a team that wears white and blue wins.
They both wear white and blue.
I know. That's why I said it. I know that much.
So you know that much. See, LA, the Dodgers are only playing for Southern California.
It's
Toronto's
true.
Playing for the entire country of Canada.
Sure.
Because they've only got one team now, is the Toronto Blue Jays. That's it. So I'm going with Canada on this one, and
okay,
I hope they can pull it out.
I support that.
Also, tonight on ABC, we've got Celebrity Wheel of Fortune, which I normally wouldn't mention, but they've got some really cool people on
it. Sure, tell me who's on it.
Alex Borstein.
Ooh, I love
who
her.
Plays Susie on The Marvelous Miss Maisel.
Yeah.
She's also the voice of Lois on Family Guy.
Wasn't she on Mad TV back in the day?
She was back in the day. She
love
was on
her.
Mad TV. You are correct. Bridesmaids director Paul Feig.
Ooh.
I love Paul Feig because he's a cool director. He's directed some great movies, very funny guy. But I mostly love him because he was in season one of Sabrina the Teenage Witch as her science teacher, Mr. Poole.
It's true. He was.
And he was fantastic in that. I love Paul Feig. Anyway.
You and I are the only two in this entire building that watched
even
that.
Remember exactly. probably in this, maybe in this city. I don't know.
I wouldn't rule that out either, actually.
Another character from The Marvelous Miss Maisel, Michael Zegan, who plays Joel on the show. Cool. So that's really cool. That is pretty cool. I like that very much. So we've got coming up, let's see, we've got Friday on Peacock, a stand-up special by Leslie Jones, Life Part 2, which is kind of cool.
Love Leslie Jones. SNL and
this one looks very cool, and I think this is kind of like a love letter on Apple TV starting this weekend. Stiller and Mara, Nothing Is Lost. This is Ben Stiller's documentary tribute to his parents, Jerry Stiller and Ann Mara. Yes,
very cool.
No, I know a lot of people don't know much about the comedy act that they had, Stiller and Mara, which is they played a married couple, which they obviously were, which hated each other,
right?
And that was where all the comedy generated from that. It was very funny. If you get a chance, go look it up on YouTube. I'm sure you can find something. And, of course, people know Jerry Stiller from all the TV shows he was on.
Oh, yeah.
Seinfeld, King of Queens, all these kinds of stuff. Yep. Fantastic actor. I mean, he had a specific way of doing it. It was just always...
Just excellent.
Excellent actor, very much so.
Well, and Ben got it from somewhere.
If you are still one of the few people that still has Netflix... I'm joking, of course, but I'm your people.
It's the only one I still have anymore. Oh, I got rid of everything else.
There's a show. This is interesting because of the actor in it, and because of the idea of the film, House of Dynamite, starring Idris Elba, who's a fantastic actor, as the president, trying to figure out who's responsible and how to react when a single unattributed nuclear missile is launched at the U.S.
Whoa.
Kind of freaky, but also kind of cool.
Right.
Also starting to stream today on HBO Max, Weapons.
Okay.
The very big hit horror movie that just released. That made a ton of money. And then let's see what else we got coming up here. Of course, Sunday Night Football coming up. And people around here know that because it's the Steelers playing the Packers.
All right.
So, and we, of course, got more World Series games coming up over the weekend as well. And that's about what we got for that. On the small screen, let's take a look at what's happening on the big screen this weekend, everyone. New in theaters, we have a teen drama called Regretting You.
Okay.
And this is, let's see, they married a couple of sisters, married their high school sweethearts. But when her husband and sister die in a car accident, she and her brother-in-law are left feeling betrayed at the obvious reason they died together.
Oh, dear.
Drama.
Wow.
Drama. The stars Allison Williams, McKenna Grace, and Dave Franco.
Dave Franco.
Haven't heard of Dave Franco in a while.
All right, that's Dave Franco.
Yeah. So that should be an interesting one. But I think the big one that a lot of people are looking forward to is called Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere.
Yeah, you guys have been hearing about this.
Jeremy Allen White stars as Bruce Springsteen in the movie about Bruce's struggles with the success he got after The River in the late 70s, like 78. Excuse me. And the heavy professional pushback he got in making his much darker 1982 album, Nebraska, which I'm a huge Springsteen guy, but I think Nebraska is probably his best album. It's fantastic. The Ghost of Tom Joad. I mean, there's so many great songs on that one. It's the one he did right before, of course.
Sure.
Born in the USA and all that kind of stuff. Right. So, there's also Jeremy Strong plays from the show Succession. He plays Bruce's good friend and manager, John Landau, who was actually a reporter for Rolling Stone before he hooked up with that. Comedian Marc Maron is Springsteen producer Chuck Plotkin, which is cool.
That's
Marc
cool.
Marc Maron. Getting some acting in there. Cool. That is very cool. So that one's going to be good.
I've seen some really good stills from this. I mean, Jeremy Allen White looks like Jeremy Allen White, but he's exuding what we love Bruce Springsteen for.
Seriously,
it's very working class hero kind of thing. It's evident even just in the stills. So now, it's going to be good. If you like Bruce Springsteen, it's worth a watch.
Exactly. And this is the cool thing about it. His performance, he does the singing. Jeremy Allen White does Springsteen in the movie.
And apparently, I've heard mixed reviews on that.
It's so, well, according to this, it's so convincing that it apparently even had Bruce Springsteen fooled at moments.
Oh, good.
Which, that's a pretty good.
That's a high bar.
I don't know how much the actual boss was involved in the making of this film.
He was. I've actually seen that he was pretty involved.
He was. Okay. So I don't know if he's just saying that to, you know, to convince people, hey, no, it sounds good. It sounds like me kind of thing.
Could be a little of both.
I don't know. So, well, you'll have to go and see the movie, everyone, and then come back and report.
Even if the singing's not great, the acting is going to be. It's going to be a worthy watch.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
especially if you're already a
fan. That's going to wrap up entertainment news for this Friday, everyone. Mm-hmm. Hope you have a great weekend. Check that out. Of course, we got a lot of cool events coming up, so you may not have any time to watch TV.
So much going on this weekend.
We do. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But coming up next, we have the most hated Halloween candy. I'm going to subject myself to ridicule when we come back.
You're going to love it.
Mornings at WFHR.
The dead will come to life, but for one night, my friend, you'll see. Bone will hang low, we'll cast.
Welcome back, everyone, to Mornings on WFHR. Seth and Laura with you on this Friday, mm-hmm. October 24th, 1 week away from Halloween.
It's true.
And it is coming up here, and the Dead Alvi playing us in, one of my favorite Halloween-based bands ever. Very few bands actually based on Halloween, because there's not a huge market for that.
There's not. That's why I'm like, yeah, sure.
They're good for one time a year.
Listen, if it's enough to pay the bills, then my guys, keep it on.
Keep on keeping on. Yep. So here's something we do every year to subject me to ridicule and people saying, what? You like that?
Yep, let's do it.
So let's go ahead and do
it. It's waxy.
We are just a week away from Halloween, like I said. So everyone will be picking up some Halloween candy at their grocery store. Mm-hmm. And in this economy, people are either looking for value or the stuff they love so they can devour some of it too. Mm-hmm. Makes sense, because you're probably going to be left with some. It's a twofer. Right? You're going to have some.
You're going to have leftovers more often than not.
Might be something you're going to like to eat, unless you're trying to get away from candy. Then make it sure it's something you don't like. And then
it's true.
Just give it away.
That's an option.
Just start going to give it at church, or, you know, go to work and put it on a candy dish. Please eat my candy. I don't want it.
Just drop it off somewhere. No, I don't need it. You take it.
So I disagree heartily with this next line.
Okay, what is the worst Halloween candy?
In 2025, if anyone is still buying candy corn for trick-or-treaters, they have to be trolling. I disagree.
Seth.
Even if it's on sale. Come on. Come on.
Okay, what shape candy corn do you like the best?
It doesn't matter. It's all good.
You really don't even care?
I don't, no.
You will eat those giant pumpkins?
I love the mallow pumpkins. Those are what they're called, by the way, mallow pumpkins.
Sure.
I like the regular candy corn. I like the chocolate harvest corn, or whatever they call it. It's got a different name.
Okay.
Autumn mix is my favorite.
It all tastes the same. It tastes like sweet wax to me. Listen, I will eat candy corn, but I'm a person that can have like a handful of candy corn a year.
Okay.
And
so you're not completely swear it off. Like
No. I do like it in very small doses. Right. Right? Like, I'm also, I don't typically like marshmallows. And so I usually have like just like one s'more a year or like two s'mores a year.
Well, that's funny, because I don't like marshmallows either. But I do like the candy corn. It's the waxiness for me.
I guess
that's for some people. A lot of people, that's got to be it.
It's the waxiness. Yeah. It's a texture thing. But, you know, whatever. Apparently everyone hates it. Everyone hates candy corn.
Except for me.
Except for Seth.
Me and a bunch of like 80-year-olds.
And me once a year.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a new report out that the two candies that are struggling the most throughout the past year, and not surprisingly, candy corn is number two.
Oh.
Number two this year.
What's number one?
Licorice.
Oh, sure, yes.
Okay. Number one, which I also like.
I like licorice. Listen, I understand that I am a monster.
Okay.
I love black licorice.
Me too.
I like it a lot. Mm-hmm. And I like, I am the monster that eats the expensive black licorice.
Oh.
I like a fancy black licorice. Okay. I like a salted black licorice. It's just so good.
So first of all, there must be more people than just me and you that like the classic anise flavor, the licorice flavor,
because
right?
They're still making them.
You can buy, in Easter time, you can buy bags of all black beans.
You can.
And that is the flavor. That's
the
same flavor.
And my mother does every year.
And I'm on board. I am totally on board with that. And please, please, out there, the red twisty thing, that's not licorice.
It's not licorice. It's fine. It's tasty. It's strawberry flavored.
Yeah.
It's just...
But it's not licorice.
That's not what we're talking about.
No. it's shaped like licorice, but it's
sure
not licorice.
It sure is, but that's not what we're talking about.
No. So consumer interest in candy corn is down 9.1% year over year, and licorice is down 13.6%.
Ugh.
How could they... They were up that high, I guess. Well, I guess they said that candy corn would have fallen even further, but interest is probably already very low.
Right.
It seems that the interest in licorice seems directly tied to how many great-grandparents still have the teeth for it. Now, that's just mean.
Come on.
That's just mean.
All right.
Article. Get out of here. Okay, beyond those two.
And my mom doesn't have the teeth for it. She eats it anyway.
So there. She powers through.
She does.
She absolutely powers
through. She's a trooper.
Marshmallow candy, whatever that is, like in quotes, marshmallow candy is down. I don't know. It doesn't say.
Is it chocolate covered marshmallow?
It's like it's dropped 9% in interest, and caramel apples are down almost 7%. I didn't even know that was people were still doing caramel apples for.
Do caramel apples,
but not specifically for Halloween.
It's not a specific Halloween. No. It's an autumn.
I agree.
Activity,
totally.
Event, food item.
So let's make fun of the ones that are gaining popularity.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Let's do that.
Let's let them have it.
Haribo gummies rose in interest to 48%.
See, so the Haribo gummies are just a little too chewy.
Gummy?
Yeah, they're too hard. Like, they're really... Is firm the word I'm looking for?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't like them because they're just too hard. So I love a fruit snack, but I like a specific texture of fruit snack, right?
Right, gotcha.
The Scooby-Doo ones.
Oh,
those interesting. Are the peak... fruit snack for me, right? And so when it comes to gummy bears, I'm similar. I would rather, gummy-wise, I would rather have like a Swedish fish or...
That's a little... That's like even on the hard side. That's like really
But firm. It's once you bite into it.
Right.
It's the Haribo gummies, you can't really bite them. I can't... Listen, if I can't decapitate my gummy bear, I don't want to eat it.
Hey, man, gummy worms are still way better. Gummy worms are still the best gummy, if you ask me.
I'm a sour gummy worm.
So, those are good.
Yeah.
Those are really good. But
like,
there's just something so satisfying about gummy worms, the
just
worminess
is
of
the
it.
The worm of it all.
It is. That's why they're the best. Absolutely.
It's true.
Okay. This is weirdly randomly. Old school Baby Ruth candy bars are up 42%.
Honestly, I'm going to shout Ruth? That out. Good for them.
I'm happy about it because I like Baby Ruth.
There's nothing wrong with it.
But
okay, here's the thing.
It's wild. It's out of nowhere, though.
So, like, all right. Okay. When I was a kid for a long time, and to an extent, I still feel this way as an adult. How different is a Baby Ruth from a Snickers if we're being real with each other?
It's almonds. Other than that.
It's not almonds. It's peanuts.
Is it peanuts? I thought it was almonds. Oh, I'm thinking of Almond Joy. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, that's coconut. That's a whole different beast.
Which I love both Mounds and Almond Joy, by the way. Anyway.
Same, but that's beside the point.
Beside the point.
So, like, a Baby Ruth is what? It's like a caramel nougat wrapped in peanut dipped in chocolate, right?
Basically, yes. Maybe it's the structure of it that's a little
Snickers
different.
Snickers is nougat topped with caramel and peanut.
And peanuts.
And
then dipped in chocolate.
Like...
So is that the only thing different
flavor
about it?
Flavor profile-wise, they're very
similar. They are pretty similar, yeah.
The texture is different, though, because there's so many more peanuts in a Baby Ruth.
Absolutely, yes. They
right.
go crazy with the peanuts.
I'll
figured
let
it
go.
Out.
We Eat
figured
your Baby Ruth.
Hey, I'm with you. Any of those old
Eat
school stuff? Go up there.
I'm also a Charleston shoe person.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's,
I'm a weird
I'm a big fan of Charleston shoes. Those are good.
And they're marshmallow-ish, but they're not really...
But they're more than that. It's like
it's
the big Tootsie Rolls kind
thing.
Of thing. Yeah,
I do like a Tootsie Roll.
I mean, those are the classics, right?
It's a nostalgic thing.
Hershey's Kisses have jumped 37%
for
in
Halloween?
Interest compared to last... Never think of Hershey Kisses for Halloween.
No, because I'm still thinking of the Christmas commercial
the Christmas,
with them.
The bells.
With the bells!
Which they've used for like 50 years.
Bow,
yeah.
Bow. Yeah.
They updated it, though. I saw that. They updated it a little bit.
I don't know if I have.
But no, I have never. I'm trying to think if I've ever gotten or seen my kids
like
get.
Like a Halloween
kiss. Halloween kiss. Do they? I'm guessing they
I don't
make
like
special
that
wrappers
phrasing.
For it. Halloween kiss.
I don't like that phrasing at all.
Unless it's with those vampire
Not
wax
for my
lips
kids.
Kind of thing. Then you can kiss them, you know, the big wax lips there.
Just
there
big,
you go.
Oh, I ate so many wax lips as a kid. I just did.
You OD'd on them. That's why.
I probably did. That's why I don't eat any waxy candy anymore. My body is maxed out on wax.
Here's some less common ones that have gone up. What is this? Matcha or matcha?
Matcha.
Matcha cookies are up 139%. They are skyrocketing.
Matcha's delectable.
I've never even... I don't know. Maybe I've seen it or I don't remember
it's,
hearing
so
about
it's
matcha.
So it's kind of like pulverized green tea powder, right?
Oh.
Right.
Wow,
and so that's...
Okay.
You're getting like an herby flavor with it.
Well, that's
and when it's done right and it's made, you know, in a smooth and sweet way, it's really...
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Other crunchy treats, which is... This is cool.
Crunchy treats, bring them.
Cummy bark.
I believe in you.
Candy bark, brittle,
ooh,
and cereal clusters have
brittle
surged
11%. Brittle is making a comeback.
Brittle is fantastic. That should be peppermint,
this,
peanut.
This
I don't care what kind
of brittle
is.
Brittle household.
this show is very pro brittle. And bark. I like bark
Today's
too.
Show is, anyway.
Yep. And general.
Today's show brought to you by Brittle. Peanut brittle.
I like that peanut brittle. And general caramel sweets, other than caramel apples, are up 10%. So just like just caramel squares or maybe
like
Werther's.
A caramel square.
I don't know if they do
Werther's. Oh, I love Werther's. My grandma was so the stereotypical grandma. She always had Werther's in her purse.
Yeah,
those were
my,
the
my grandma did too. Yeah, she totally did too. Oh, goodness. So, well, get whatever candy you hand out,
get
everyone.
Get your candy. You don't let anyone tell you what sucks.
I say, don't go with the surveys or anything like that. Get something a little interesting, though.
Get what you like. Try something new.
What does anyone give out Pixie Sticks? I'm sure they still make Pixie
they
Sticks.
They do.
Just, I know it's just pure sugar, flavored sugar. That's
yeah,
all
but
it
like
is.
It's candy.
But it's fun, and it's only
it's
a small tube,
night.
Right? It's not a big deal.
You know.
Hand out something interesting. That's what I say.
Make Why
it,
not?
Make it more fun.
Give away something unique.
Yeah.
Put a potato in there.
That might be. Just don't do a toothbrush unless you give it with candy. Okay, we've already discussed that.
We have. But. We have.
So we're gonna go ahead and take our news and sports and weather break here. Let's see if I can find it on the thing. Oh, there we go.
I believe in you.
I found it there.
Come back in a little bit. We'll
here. Be back in a little bit. We're gonna take a break because apparently I need one.
And we're 97.5 FM 1320 AM WFHR's Mornings with WFHR.
We'll be talking about weird horror movies when we get back.
Just got off from work. It was awful day.
Welcome back to the morning show on WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM. Seth and Laura with you.
It's true.
Getting into the Halloween spirit here, just a week away, everyone. Mm-hmm. And in a little bit, we're going to talk some events happening this weekend and maybe talk a little bit about what's happening next weekend. I do want to mention that we will be having a couple of PSAs that are going to be playing with a list of events happening on Halloween mm-hmm. as along with trick-or-treat times in area communities,
yes.
What time they're planning on getting you so you can get your stuff ready and all that kind of stuff.
All that information is going to be on air. Just stay tuned for it.
We will have it for you. And right now, we're going to be talking about some of the weirder Halloween movies out there, horror movies that maybe you want to check out.
I like a weird horror movie. The weirder, the better. Honestly, we looked at some lists during
the break.
We did,
during the break.
And none of the movies that I had top of mind were in there.
No. It's because those are like Z budget movies that are like barely
yes,
kind of
thing. Yes, it's intentional.
We'll get to those too in just a little bit. But here's some fun ones that we want to bring to your attention. You might have missed some of these. How about Rubber?
I definitely missed this one.
A tire goes on a murderous rampage. That's what it says here. That is literally
stuff.
The plot of Rubber. It is it's absurdly.
That's the stuff.
It essentially writes itself from that point because it's a tire, right? But the director created one of the most bizarre, nonsensical, and amazing horror films of the 2010s. Yeah, this was released in 2010, by the way. Oof. This is not like a weird one from
good
the 70s.
Fantastic.
Does it make sense? Of course not.
Does it need to?
But it's
no.
But it's a killer tire. I mean, come on.
I'd watch it.
The film is completely.
I've watched weirder things.
In on the joke. You have. That makes Rubber such a devilishly good time with satirical undertones and the madness just elevating with each passing second.
Oh, good.
Audiences will be shocked as they find themselves completely engrossed in the story of a killer tire.
I would
in
be.
In a town trying to hunt it down.
Oh, just great.
This is one of those. There's a whole genre of movies like that, horror movies about like completely weird things, mm-hmm. you know, like deathbed. The bed that kills.
Yes.
Or that was from the 70s. Or like probably most famously, the Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
That's a
kind
good
of thing.
One.
It's very much a spoof, but
great.
At the same time.
Great.
If you can balance the horror
and
the humor and the camp. I mean, a lot of these are very campy too.
Well, and this list is full of camp.
It
like
is.
That's what this is about. We're talking about campy, goofy
right.
horror movies that are just kind of horror by default.
Yes. And here is a complete cult classic here, everyone. Clint Howard, yes, the brother of Ron Howard,
mm-hmm.
shines as one of the most interesting, wacky, and out-of-this-world horror killers of all time with the hit cult classic Ice Cream Man from 1995. With some otherworldly acting choices to be nice, to be kind about it.
So kind.
Set decoration and the entire plot about a man who wants to murder children and serve them in ice cream to other children to kill them and consistently repeat the cycle. The film shines as clearly as its grenadine in its weirdness, meaning it's got a lot of really bright
really
red
weird.
Blood kind of thing.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
It was the beginning of Howard's obsession with being in phenomenal cult horror films. I don't know if that was a plan or not, but he's very good.
No, he did the job.
You know what Clint Howard looks like. I can't describe him, but you've seen him before.
Yes, you have.
He's kind of, I want to be kind about this. He's an interesting looking guy. He's
right, partially but you gotta, bald. He's you like, gotta lean into that.
You do. And he's been in some real cult movies. Mm-hmm. I mean, absolutely.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
This is a list, again, there's going to be a handful of like those cult movies in this list.
Yes, absolutely. Let's see. I went with the next one here. Oh, this one's interesting because of the two films that came before it. So Halloween 3,
okay.
Season of the Witch. Now, this is weird because, okay. Of course, the first two films of Halloween were very popular, made mm-hmm. tons and tons of money. So when they announced the third one coming out, Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, what they got instead was vastly different, much stranger, as it ventured into science fiction. A science fiction horror story.
Sure.
Omitting every character from the original films.
Yep.
And even playing the original Halloween in the film itself, yep. Which is very meta.
And so it stood
back out. In 1982, yeah. Right? Yeah. Season of the Witch is truly bizarre, almost a fever dream-like experience that sinks its robotic teeth in and never lets go. It's very interesting. This film specifically has gotten a cult following that is very different from the regular cult following mm-hmm. of the original Halloween yeah. movies and the second one. And then
it is such a separate thing.
It is. It's very different. And then with the fourth film, they went back to the original story. So it's like right. It never happened. It's very right. weird. But if it didn't have the Halloween
name
on it, it would just be a weird,
just a
horror
weird,
movie.
It
right?
would just be yeah. Season of the Witch.
Exactly.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Are we gonna add something
yeah,
there?
Yeah, well, wasn't no, sure. Not to that movie.
Okay.
Do you have one?
I do.
All right, let's do it.
This one's called Basket Case.
Okay, sure.
And it's kind of an exploitation film. Came out in 1982. Sure. Frank Henenlotter was the director. Right. He directed a couple of these kind of weird movies.
Yeah, what
movies.
Was the other one we talked about that he directed? I can't remember
Frankenhooker, I believe. That was the one.
That says so much about me.
This is the best horror movies say something about society, right?
Yeah.
That's what they do. So Basket Case is really interesting. It shows the haunting and devastating effects of trying to take care of a loved one, only in this case, the loved one is a benign tumor that has come to life and wants to destroy anything and everything in its path.
Yeah, normal stuff. Normal stuff.
There's two sequels to it too, by the way. Mm. I don't know if anyone knew that. The original is genuinely, it's a work of, like they say, outlandish art that feels more relevant today than ever.
Speaking of outlandish art, within yes. this context, Eraserhead.
I mean, that is one of so for those who don't know.
That's another one. Lynch.
David Lynch's first film.
Mm-hmm.
And it's horror. It's surreal. It's wild. It's, yeah. I mean, it is one of the most strange things that you will ever see. And I think mm-hmm. I got something coming up on that really quick here. Let's see. Wait, before. Yeah, there it is.
Did there's I jump a racer.
No, that's okay. You? That's fine. But he came to instill nightmares in the minds and hearts of horror fans for generations. It's a melancholic black and white film.
Sure.
A horrifying feeling of dread and unease. Some of the most surreal, disturbing images ever conjured on screen. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Probably most famous is the quote unquote chicken that's yep. in it, which is very strange. It's like chickens, but new. It's got some really good lines in it, actually, too, as well. But yeah, that one, if you're like trippy, if you want to see a trippy film like that, Eraserhead, 100%.
Sure. All right.
And then a couple of the top
Where's
ones
the next
here.
Stop?
We're going to Phantasm, which is a cult classic from 1979. It's shockingly nightmarish venture into an almost slumber-like trance. You see a theme here?
Yeah.
The weirdest films are the ones that are like dream. Like you're like
dream
in a
state
waking dream,
movies.
Something like
well,
that. Yeah.
Within the realm of dream, you can do such weird stuff.
That's part of it. I know Phantasm has a huge fan base.
Yes.
It's one where
it's
people
another.
Like...
This is a cult classic
it's
list.
It's 100. And it's got... It's just a very strange feel to it. I mean, it's got some pretty violent stuff and some gore, so keep mm-hmm. Buyer beware. But
sure,
just
sure.
to keep that in mind. And that so the last two here we're gonna touch on here is a one that's based on H.P. Lovecraft and from John Carpenter, of course, the director of the original Halloween
sure.
film. It's called In the Mouth of Madness. This was from 1995.
Okay,
and it stars Sam Neill,
Okay.
Hot off of Jurassic Park.
Sure.
Why he chose to do this one next, I have no idea. Anyway, it is a, like I said, it's based on a Lovecraft a story called In the Mouth of Madness. Mm-hmm. It told the story of a Stephen King-esque author who wrote and foretold the coming apocalypse.
Right.
With psychedelic twists and turns around every corner, In the Mouth of Madness relishes in its weirdness all the way to its mind-blowing finale with some of the most terrifying creatures ever put to screen.
Sure.
To screen. If you're a Lovecraft fan, you kind of know where that's going to be going.
Yes.
And finally, we're going to wrap up with not one film, but a series of films.
Yeah, we are.
Directed by Sam Raimi and starring...
we're going to get lost in this conversation.
The great Bruce Campbell. We're talking about the Evil Dead
and
series.
Army of Darkness.
And Army of Darkness, which is part of that whole series.
God, I love those. And I love Bruce Campbell, and I loved the series that came out. I think it came out like during the lockdown back in the day.
Yeah, it was like in the 2020, 2021 or something like that.
Because I remember watching it, you know, in that time frame. It was great.
For those who don't know the appeal of Bruce Campbell, you've probably seen him in a few things.
Then you haven't looked at his face. Look at his face.
He has a very large chin.
I'm about that business.
And he is very much, he's leaned into that very much throughout his career. Very handsome guy. I mean, he's a very good looking dude. But he got start with Sam Raimi. They filmed a little film called The Evil Dead.
Yes,
and
they did.
I've listened to a podcast about the making of it. It was just it was a horrible making the film. Yeah. I feel bad for the actors and everyone, everything they had to involve.
It
put Sam Raimi on the map. And basically, they remade the film and called it the sequel.
Okay.
It's Evil Dead 2. It's basically the same film, only with a bigger budget. And being able to redo it.
It's all so good.
And it's probably the best series of horror and humor that you're going to see. The humor is...
It's so funny. It's the camp.
Yeah, it's very much... I mean, the humor is very campy. It's very much... it's the humor in the violence. That's the weird thing about it.
Yes. Well, and it's the quips, right? So so the character that Bruce Campbell plays is just such a smart aleck. And so he can't shut up. It's like when you're reading Spider-Man comics and Spider-Man can't shut up while he's fighting with someone. Right. It's like that, except this is a grown person who chopped his hand off and attached a saw to it. And so I want you to just get that in your head.
Right.
But now add zombies.
And zombies and skeletons and Army of Darkness.
The Necronomicon.
Yeah, I mean, and they throw just the whole everything, every horror thing you could possibly think of in there.
Since we're Bruce Campbelling.
Sure.
Bubba Hotep. Come on.
One of the most bizarre premises of
such a weird movie.
It's
an Elvis impersonator.
Elvis impersonator in a nursing home.
In a nursing home.
And then it's invaded by the mummy or a mummy character. It's very bizarre. But it's a pretty cool. It's
pretty classic. Do you have any honorable mentions that weren't on the list?
I do. I have Peter Jackson's Brain Dead.
Sure.
Which in the Dead Alive is what it was called in the United States, but Brain Dead is the actual name. It's in the Guinness Book World Record, possibly the goriest film of
all
time.
All right.
But it's also one of the funniest horror films. This is perfect. I don't know if you know Peter Jackson, other than Lord of the Rings and that kind of stuff.
Right. He did other stuff.
This was early. All of his early stuff was horror stuff.
Right.
And that was probably his best. That was his magnum opus in horror was Brain Dead. Check that one out. It's very funny.
All right. Shout out Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Huh?
One of the best film titles of all time,
it's
to be sure.
It's a great film
but
title.
But still, it is very campy.
But it's a really fun movie. It's very campy. So this happens to be one of my sweet spots. I love a campy horror movie.
Sweet spots? Clowns? Did you do that on purpose?
Maybe. A couple of honorable mentions from my repertoire.
Yes, please.
First one, and I've mentioned this one probably the most on the show, Llamageddon.
You and everyone else. I'm kidding.
It's my fault. Listen.
you're the one that started it. Oh my gosh.
I started this. Showed this movie to James and Melissa, why they started talking about it, because it's just so weird. It's... the llamas from outer space.
Of course it is.
A person becomes a llama person. I mean, spoilers, but like, yikes. There's also some egg laying in it.
Oh dear.
Lots of a high school house party in the middle of nowhere stuff. Also, another title I'd like to shout out: Velasa Pastor.
I mean, the price of admission for the title alone is amazing.
Okay, imagine a werewolf, except he's a pastor that turns into a dinosaur. And then he fights the mob. And in the process, he falls in love with a hooker.
Which, of course, because that's what one velocipaster does. He falls in the hooker with a heart of gold.
He's got a savior complex. That's the velocipaster.
I know these are like great.
That should be how they advertise
films. No budgets to any of these things, but still
great, great.
Very inventive, very clever.
Let's extend the season slightly. I have a Christmas recommendation called Santa Jaws.
That's right. Forgot about that.
I'll never forget Santa Jaws.
Let's save that one.
Oh, I'll bring it up at Christmas time,
everyone.
I'll bring it up.
So there you go. We gave you some ideas for some.
Yeah, watch some weird horror.
Out of left field horror films.
Go watch Army of Darkness.
I'm telling you, probably haven't seen most of these. So if you're looking for something new.
We dug deep here.
Oh my goodness, did we? Probably a little too deep. Too deep for our listeners. We're going to be back. We're going to talk about some events and good stories and stuff happening in our community when we come back to The Morning Show. Welcome back, everyone, to WFHR's Morning Show. Final segment here with Laura and Seth on this Friday as we look forward to the weekend. Hope everyone has a good bunch of stuff planned. Well, we're going to get into some activities and events.
Talking about plans.
Yeah, we got a lot of fun stuff coming your way here central Wisconsin, and we're very excited to share those with you. Let's go ahead, Laura. Let's get going. We'll start with me. Yeah.
Okay. The Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater's main stage presents Silver Foxes, Eat, Drink, and Be Murdered, an Irish Family Feud. The last show is going to be tonight at 7 p.m. You can get your tickets by visiting wrctheater.org.
Fantastic.
There will also be a fall festival tomorrow at the Rafters Ballpark at Witterfield, 521 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. They're going to have a petting zoo, a pumpkin painting thing, some truck viewing, brats and beverages, candy and treats, vendors, and much more. And there's a picture of Roscoe on it, so I bet he'll be there.
Bet Roscoe will probably be there. That's right in your backyard, too. You can just wander over and see what's going on.
It is very near. Yes.
Paint a pumpkin or two.
I may wander over. and then there will be a trunk or treat on Sunday, October 26th, 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. at St. Luke's South Parking Lot in Wisconsin Rapids, I believe. Mm-hmm. Yes, they are going to have decorated vehicles in the parking lot, free hot dogs, chips, hot chocolate, and of course the games and the treats. And they're going to have a photo booth. Ooh.
Yes.
And you can try to win a pumpkin by guessing how much it weighs, huh?
Oh. I wonder how big of a pumpkin it is.
And you get to meet Lola, Wood County's support dog. All you have to do is bring a non-perishable food item.
Very cool.
For admittance.
Absolutely. That's a very good thing, especially right now.
Especially
right now. Historic Point Boss is offering their second spirit walk coming up this Saturday, everyone.
Woo!
Enjoy an evening of haunted history, storytelling, and guided lantern-lit tours. First of all, does anything scream Halloween more than lanterns?
Right?
That's the trick.
That's the ambiance, right?
I'm telling you.
It's about ambiance.
Learn from the individual citizens of Point Boss as they emerge from the darkness to tell you all about themselves and their version of haunted history. This is on Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. at Historic Point Boss. Mm-hmm. That is at 364 Wakely Road, just off of Highway Z in Nacoosa. Fun for the entire family. Adults are $5 and students are only $3. If you're a member of the Point Boss, you get in for free.
Woo!
So we encourage you, of course, to support
them financially.
Head on over
there and enjoy the Spirit Walk. The Spirit Walk's fun.
It is always fun. Coming up tomorrow in Rome, we have a kids' Halloween party, their annual kids' Halloween party.
Very cool.
Brought to you by the Rome Makers, HCE.
Okay, cool.
And they're going to be having, of course, all kinds of fun stuff, including trick-or-treating with the businesses in that area and the Rome Town Center.
Very nice.
Fun games, prizes for best costume, a bunch of other stuff. They're going to have music there as well. A petting zoo, I believe, as well with alpacas.
Oh.
You alpaca fans out there. And that's going to be happening at the Rome Town Center from 1 to 3 on Saturday. And one more time, we're going to tell you about El Cafe's Haunted House and Trunk or Treat happening Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. That is at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful downtown Port Edwards.
Yeah.
You can have have a meal there. And after they're done with that at 2 o'clock, they close things up. Then at 3, you can head over to their haunted house. They're having Trunk or Treat there. They're also going to have some pumpkin coloring as well. They're going to have a bouncy house there, games, and of course, treats, costume contest as well.
It's going to be a good time.
It's going to be a good time. And one more time, everyone, I do want to remind everyone, coming up next Friday, Halloween, from 5 to 8 p.m., Halloween night.
That's right.
It is the Halloween special on WFHR.
That's here.
Right here. Poems, stories, music. It's a lot of fun.
It is.
From 5 to 8, 3 hours.
I promise I'm recording
Halloween-y
that poem today.
Stuff. That's fine.
I'll get
as long as you get it to me before Friday. Yeah, make sure I get it so I get everything ready for that one.
All right, fine.
But yes, it's going to be fantastic. We're going to have a couple of new voices too. We got a few.
Yeah, we do. Aaliyah, we're going to have Aaliyah shuffled in there.
Yep, she's going to do a story. In fact, I think we're recording that today as well. Very exciting. So if you were not able to check it out last year, hope you can do it this year, everyone.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be cool. I'm sure we're going to win another award with it or whatever.
We'll see. I got to, you know, guys, keep my title for that one, you know, got to keep it in there. Mm. But that's happening from 5 to 8 on Halloween night, everyone, 97.5 FM. Also, just grab the Civic Media app, download it. It's free. Mm-hmm. And you can take it with, even as you're walking around trick-or-treating, you can have it with you right there and give everyone the mood, you know.
You can.
You can.
We can. So. We're gonna.
And we'll also have some trick-or-treat times coming up here. We're going to be broadcasting those. We're also going to have some more events happening on Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have some more stuff happening next week. We'll be talking about that.
Of course.
Well, the Y's got an event and a couple other Halloween things going on. So
much Halloween stuff.
Stay tuned. Keep listening, everyone. Have a great weekend.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next week on The Morning Show here on WFHR. Thanks a lot, Laura.
Same to you, Seth. Good show.
Really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And James will be back on Monday. So long, everybody.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.